Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing? Cold? Oh, okay. Get warmed up in a little bit. I think it's going to be a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so let's go to God in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Thank you. Because it's full of your grace and mercy, Lord, and your love for us, Father. Lord, speak to us this morning. Let our hearts burn, Lord. Let us receive your truth, Lord, and let us walk with you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all hear me okay? Okay. All right. So this month, we're going to be talking about looking through spiritual eyes. And we're going to start at a place that's very, very important that says it all. I just want you to imagine this morning Jesus hanging on that cross. And getting ready to give up the ghost, give up his life for us. But that's not what everybody saw. It didn't look like what it really was. It looked like old gloom and doom. It looked like it was over. But that was looking through our physical eyes. That wasn't looking through the spiritual eyes. So that's one thing that we've got to really, really, really be on it. While we're walking in this world, is looking through our spiritual eyes instead of looking at what we see here. God has made a beautiful world for us to enjoy. But I was thinking about, you know, our spirit is in this body. And I was thinking about how, God's intention for us is to walk in the spirit. That's what he says, to walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. But us being in the real us, that spiritual man in this body, walking around in this world here, and what we're supposed to do here. I've been thinking about little Andy. Remember, he got baptized a couple weeks back, and how he, at his young age, he is already fishers of men because he accepted Christ as his Savior. That's what we're supposed to be doing. The Lord told us to go out, the Great Commission, go out and be fishers of men. Praise the Lord. So, but that's where I want us to start at today is thinking about Jesus being on the cross, hanging on the cross, and it looking like, oh, gloom and doom, it's over. For our Savior, the Savior of our souls, it didn't look like the truth was not what it looked like right then. So we've got to walk in the Spirit. Because we are spiritual beings. Makes me think about Peter whenever Jesus told him to come. Peter said, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. And Peter got out. Now, as I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about how sometimes we're looking at the things that's going on in the world. So, but Peter got out of that. But he was, you know, at first he was thinking, you know, it was like, Jesus, if that's you, tell me to come to you. Things were looking, you know, really bad out there on that boisterous water. Nobody had ever walked on water before. But Jesus, you're walking on water. It's such a lesson to me. And while he was looking at Jesus, while he was talking to Jesus, while he was relating to Jesus, while he was having a conversation with Jesus, while he was focused on Jesus And seeing what Jesus was doing walking on that water, Jesus was walking on that water, and just think about those waves and all of that. And, you know, some people get seasick, you know, looking at that water. If you go on a cruise, sometimes people have to take that medicine to keep them, their stomach from getting upset. And that makes me think about how, you know, things make us nervous and make this flesh nervous. And, you know, we get overwhelmed. Okay, Jesus, if this is you, bid me to come. Peter might have been like when Jesus said, I'm just thinking about this sometimes. This is how we do. We like, you know, Jesus said, come. Come on out here. It's okay. I'm here. And Jesus, confident, walking on that water, standing on that water. It's not even affecting him. And Peter, and when he bidded Jesus to, I mean, Peter to come, and Peter probably was like, what'd you say? Did you really tell me to come? Did I hear you right? You know, say it again. Sometimes we're like that. Do you really want me to go there? But while Jesus, while Peter was focused on Jesus, when we're in the spirit, we have our focus. We know what the truth is. When Peter got out there and he stopped focusing on Jesus, when he got overwhelmed, his thoughts got overwhelmed with what was happening, this storm was happening. Many boats have sank. The big old Titanic has sank. So many things has happened out there in the water. But if we keep our focus on Jesus, we won't sink. We've got to think about the truth. So there's a couple of scriptures that I'm going to read right here. We got to walk in the Spirit. The first one I want to read is John 4:24, and then we'll read Philippians 4:8. These are two staples of our lives. The first one, John 4:24. Is God is a spirit, meaning the source of life, yet invisible to mankind. Talking about these physical eyes and those who are not saved. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So if we're worshiping him, we got to come in the spirit. We got to know what the truth is. We'll talk a little bit more about those later. And then let's do Philippians 4:8. I'm sorry, is that right? So we got to know, we got to be walking or in the spirit and not in the flesh. God is a spirit. And we are a spirit. The real us is a spiritual man, is a spiritual being. And
all of us.
That's right. Yes,
that's
I think
what burns or goes to heaven.
That's right. Yes,
it doesn't matter who you are,
right.
You have a choice to make here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know, God, he doesn't force us to accept him. He's a perfect gentleman. He doesn't force us to accept him, But we have that gift to do that. If we accept him, that's a beautiful gift to us, that we can accept the Lord as our Savior. Philippians 4 and 8 says, finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things, meaning center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. Sometimes that's kind of, we feel like it's kind of difficult to do, but that's because we take our eyes off Jesus like Peter did. Sometimes he's just a prime example that we go back to, just as a point of reference for us to remember, wait a minute, let me put my eyes back on Jesus. Because we all do what Peter did sometimes. But we've got to think on those things that are worthy of thinking on, that gives us that strength and confidence. So now one more that I want to talk about, that I want to go to today, that we've got a lot to cover, but one more that I want us to think about just to kind of help build our confidence is Psalms 139 and 14. Psalms 139 and 14. And it reads, I will give thanks and praise to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. It said my soul knows it very well, not my flesh, but my soul does. Hallelujah. And, sometimes there are things that happen to our flesh that are not from God. Our flesh goes through some things. And I know that you guys have probably experienced this before, and you probably have experienced something like this, you're going to continue to experience these things. But Mike, have you ever felt like, say, you're getting ready to get up to speak, and you might be feeling horrible. You might be having aches and pains, but you're not old enough to have aches and pains. But amen. amen. So right, because our spirit man. It's eternal. It's forever. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. So a lot of times, something you've got to do or whatever, and you just feel like, this is just a bad time, but then you go ahead and do it because you focus on, you listen to the Lord, you're concentrating on those good things that Philippians is talking about. and you do what you're supposed to do, and while you were doing it, it was like, oh, I forgot I was hurting, you know. But whenever it's over, you know, it's like, oh, this flesh is starting to act up again. But when you were walking in the Spirit, you forgot all about that. Anybody ever, do I have a witness?
Can I give you an example?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And that was the week we did worship, the whole service.
Uh-huh.
Right after I broke my toe.
Wow.
It was hurting.
Uh-huh.
The time we were up there, I didn't feel it one bit.
Uh-huh. Right. Amen.
Down, it was like, oh my gosh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I broke that toe. Uh-huh. Yes, we've got to focus. We got to hone in spiritually for everything. So, that's the scripture in Psalms 139. It says, I will give thanks and praise to you. And then there's another one that says, those who worship worship in spirit and in truth. Let me see. I've got that somewhere. I do want to say that one. And then there's the scripture that says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways. But let me see. Let me find that one real fast here. We got it in here. Those that worship him will worship him in spirit and in truth. So, but I want to, we do know that one. I'm going to have this line up for you later. But I want to talk about what spirit is. The spirit in Hebrew and Greek primarily refers to an invisible, because you can't see the spirit. It's an invisible, immaterial force or being, signifying wind, breath, or vital life energy. It represents the non-physical part of humans, the divine nature of God, angelic beings, or persons' disposition. So the spirit is the life part. Remember whenever God formed Adam from the dust of the ground? He wasn't alive yet. But when God breathed his breath, it said the breath of life. When he breathed his breath into Adam, he became a living soul. That's who the real us is. Just like Adam was created from the dust of the ground, he had to go back to his dust had to go back to the dust. A lot of times during a funeral, they say, or burial, it's the ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I remember when my oldest brother passed away, and we went to view his body, and when I walked up to the casket, you know, I was just thinking, he's not in there anymore. That wasn't him. I knew the real part. I knew the real him. I knew the love that God put in him for everybody. I knew his heart, the heart of my brother. I knew his personality, his character. You know, I knew those things about him. I could look at him and see, there he is. Hey, David. You know, I could see him and look at him and see him. But I knew who he was. I knew his spirit. He knew my spirit. So that's what the spirit, you know, we know each other by spirit. Now, because we're walking around in this flesh, we see each other. You know, there's Dee Dee. You know, we see each other. We recognize each other. But we also recognize that the Spirit, we know those wonderful things, some wonderful things about each other. And we it's so wonderful, recognize the believer, recognizing believer to believer, that really, really helps us as we're walking around in this world, this world right here. But one day, a lot of times I think about when God calls your name to come home to be with him. It's got to be wonderful. Because a lot of times, we cannot with our mouth, our physical mouth, we cannot express everything God puts in us. But our spirit can. Our spirit can feel that and recognize that. And it's such a wonderful thing. Sometimes when you're praying or maybe whenever you are studying or maybe whenever God just drops a revelation into your spirit, there's nothing like that. That's a real indicator of us being spiritual beings. So God is a spirit. And if we worship him, we will worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, do y'all ever do this? I'm guilty of this sometimes. Do y'all ever do this? I'm getting ready to tell you what it is. You didn't miss it. Because I hadn't said it yet. But sometimes, I might be pretty hungry. I'm sorry, I'll be talking about food when I'm up here, don't I? Yep. Yeah. But sometimes whenever I'm getting ready, I might be pretty hungry or whatever, or I feel like I'm in a hurry. I'm not operating in the spirit right then, because sometimes I'll say my blessing real fast. Somebody can identify with that. And then I'm like, God, I know I said my blessing. Didn't I say my blessing? Or I'm like, God, I'm like, well, I want to really mean it. So let me do it again, because I went through it so fast or whatever. But I did mean it, but let me do this right. I really thank you, God. I really do appreciate this. I'm very, very thankful for this. Does anybody ever do that? Yeah.
And you do it right.
Right. If you
I can forget, but not often.
Uh-huh. Right.
And if you forget and you remember it after you've been eating, you thank him for it.
Uh-huh.
Yep,
uh-huh. Because you were really, really in tune with him right then.
You just had to get the extra bite of that candy bar before you.
I'll get overwhelmed with that candy bar looking at it with my physical eyes, and it's going to be so good. This morning, Miss Pat, can I say something about you? She's like... Uh-huh. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. Y'all wanna know the nitty gritty. But this morning I told Miss Pat, I said, "You are so pretty. That looks so pretty." Or something like that. I was like, "You make everything look so pretty." And she said, "It's the glory of God." That's right, that's it. We can look grouchy or we can look... How are we going to look today?
I was thinking of that verse this morning. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
I'm always glad. I'm always happy when I get here to the house
yes.
of the Lord.
Yes.
Everybody.
You know? Yes. It's something about the fellowship. The Lord tells us not to. Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You want to finish something? Right. But it's not what it looks like with our physical eyes. Now, actually, somebody could be looking grouchy or sad or some kind of way. We're going to have those times. But then whenever we start communicating with the Lord again, we get, you know, to where we're supposed to be. Hallelujah. And we've got to have the... That's right. Uh-huh.
And I see him on each individual.
Yes. Yes. So, looking through our spiritual eyes.
Even John.
Pat, I've never seen you unhappy before.
That's because I have the joy of the Lord.
There you go.
Amen. We do. We have it. But sometimes, and that's something we practice. We practice staying in that area, staying in that walk. We got to eat, we got to take a bath, we got to work, we got to do these things, but we can do it all to the glory of God. Sometimes we get a little off key. It's all right, we're going to, because we're practicing being in heaven. That's what we're trying to do, practice being in heaven and all. So now, let's talk about what the truth. Let's see here. Let's talk about the truth. So if we're going to worship him, we're going to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's the way we have...
Walk it.
Yes. Worship. Well, let's do this one first. Let's talk about worship, because worship and spirit is so intertwined. So worship is the lifestyle of attributing supreme worth to God through total surrender, obedience. That's what you just said. And praise rather than just a Sunday activity. It's a lifestyle. Worship is living our life to the Lord, living in obedience, total obedience to God. Now, we are not all the way there yet, and we're working on it. Uh-huh.
Galatians 5:25.
Okay.
If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
Yes.
Galatians 5:25.
Hey, thank you very much. Galatians 5:25. Worship is the act of showing intense honor, adoration, and reverence toward a deity, toward God. It's the submission of one's nature. It involves adoration and praise and surrender of will to divine purpose. So when we get off character, when we start looking at that water, it's like, what do I hear? Do I hear the wind? When we start, it's windy, it's storming, I feel the rain, I feel that water. I'm feeling the pressures of life. I'm seeing it's not working out the way it should be working out right now. But, you know, we can get off of... we can stop looking through our spiritual eyes at that time. But we don't need to. We need to keep our focus on the Lord. We should take total confidence in what his truth is. Then I want to read this. I know we're getting kind of close, but I want to read this. I don't want to tell too much right now because we got to get through all of this. But let's see. Let me look on here. I've got them all here. this is it. The truth, we're worshiping in spirit. We talked about the spirit and truth. This is what helps us to keep our focus and keep our relationship, keep our in tune with the Lord. Because we can't, it's like us being together here. We're excited that we're going to see each other on Sunday. We're excited that we're going to see each other on Wednesday. We're excited that we're going to see each other, whatever it is, if it's healing rooms on Tuesday, whatever it is, rehearsal for the team, the worship team, or whatever it is. We're excited to see each other. We're excited to be together because we identify together with the love of God. So the truth is absolute, unchanging, objective reality rooted in the character of God rather than human perception or cultural norms. That's what the truth is. The truth encompasses reliability, faithfulness, and moral rectitude, embodying the nature of God, the teachings of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Scriptures. It encompasses all of our, what we see. It encompasses that water. It encompasses that water waves, and it encompasses the wind. It encompasses the rainfall, and it encompasses these storms of life. Hallelujah. Yes. The truth is God's word, his unchanging word. It's been forever settled in heaven. It will never change. He is faithful. Everything that he says is going to come to pass. We can take total confidence in what he says. Total confidence. We don't have to believe nothing that's going on in this world. We don't have to, because that's not what the truth is. God's word is, it will never return unto him void. That means it's going to do exactly what he sent it to do. Another thing I was telling you a while ago, but I think I got sidetracked. There is things sometimes that happens may happen to our flesh. The flesh is not the real us. It's carrying around. This may seem kind of harsh, but it's not. When we're looking in the spirit, it's not. You know, it could be sickness. It could be, you know, anything could happen to our flesh. But the flesh is not the real us. The flesh, we don't need to be overcome by the flesh. If we start focusing on the flesh, we can get into depression and so many different things. We could, you know, the Bible tells us to not make our children, I can't remember the verse right now. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Aggravate your kids. Yeah. There's another word for it. Provoke. Yeah. Man, we could get in, if we get into the flesh, man, we could just really just get beside ourselves. But if we stay focused on him, just think of the things we can accomplish and get done, because it's not of us, it's the power of God, the things that can take place because of us taking total confidence in the Lord. sometimes if something happens to our flesh, it should be a testimony for us to help somebody else that may go through something. And I'm sorry. Sometimes things happen to our flesh. You know, somebody could get beat up. So many things, but we also have the gifts of the Spirit. One of them that I'm thinking about right now is I can't even think of that word right now. I'm sorry. Let's see. I'll remember. It is self-control. Sometimes it's hard to get to that point to where you have self-control when you're feeling things and you got to go to the doctor and you're waiting for this cut to heal or whatever it is. But that's the spirit man having self-control. Jesus has already overcome the world. He's already overcome all that. And we can do that because he lives in us. We have the breath of life in us. It didn't stop with Adam. It started with him. And then Jesus came because we couldn't do it alone. He made a way for us to always be in touch with the Spirit. Always. Even while we're sleeping. And I didn't know this, but my husband said one night when he walked in. He was already in the bed. But in my sleep, that I was praying and declaring and claiming and all this, I was, you know, doing that in my sleep. And I want to leave you with this. Sometimes, there it is. But anyway, It doesn't look like what it really is. We have got to keep our focus. We got to keep that focus on the Lord. Oh, I know what it was. My husband has he bought a old BMW. And I go to put some gas in it. I know this is what happened. Anyway, I go to put some gas in it. And I'm like, well, what kind of gas does this car take? And so I'm like, well, I'm going to put some unleaded in there. But it does not take unleaded. It takes premium. So I had to wait till that gas got out of there to keep on, you know, anyway, let's go, you know, acting up and everything because I didn't put the right kind of gas in there. It takes premium.
I knew you were going there.
Uh-huh. Yes. So we got to put the God's word in us. That's what we got to put in our spirit so that we can stay in tune with him, so that we can be on top of things. Uh-huh. Yes.
I think the modern church is way over on the rain side, not so much on the suffering, mm-hmm. which is just comes.
Uh-huh.
Here and still walking.
Uh-huh.
Spirit, you know,
uh-huh.
We got to know. Because sometimes I just seeing people here that I'm seeing what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's like I'm not really a hugger, mm-hmm. but I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to see other people here.
Yes.
Love the Lord.
Uh-huh. Yes, look through the spiritual eyes. Mm-hmm. Yes, amen, amen. Okay, we'll stop right there and we'll take up next week. Thank you, guys. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. And thank you for giving us new revelation and truth, Lord, to walk by and live by. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank y'all.